spoken. We'll try to go through today the Rashis carefully, and we'll hopefully start on the Tosfos as well. Sukt Rashi, Elu Hein Halokin, says Rashi, Elu Lav Dafka. It says the word Elu, but this is not an exhaustive list. There are many cases of Malkus that are not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Tana Vishayir Lokin Tuva. Tana Vishayir is an expression you find often in the Gemara, which means that when the Tana gives a couple of examples, so it's not an exhaustive list, he mentions some examples and he omits others. So there are many examples of Malkus, examples of Averis of Malkus that are not listed in the Mishnah. As we noted yesterday, we counted 37 in the Mishnah, and as you had a chance to look at the Rambam, there are 207 Malkus that Rambam mentions. So obviously there are many that are left out. So Rashi says, and Rashi goes on to say why those that are mentioned for the most part. There is a chiddush here that we should acknowledge. Rashi doesn't quite spell out, it's implicit in Rashi's words. And that is that, and we already touched on this issue, the fact that the Lashon Mishnah is Elu, sounds like it is Dafka, and that's based on a number of Gemaras. Specifically, I know two Gemaras to Kedushin that acknowledge the Pasha, that when I missed the list, Rabbi, a number of things. Can you hear? Yes.
The voice got very choppy over the past couple of minutes.
Okay, thanks for letting me know. Is it getting better now?
It just got better, yes.
Okay. So listen, this is part of our challenge together. I don't know where you lost me, but I'll go back for a minute. Rashi says that the Mishnah is Tana V'Shayir. Tana V'Shayir means that the Mishnah is listing things and omitting other things. So there is a chiddush in this Rashi, and that is because Gemara says in Kedushin, in two places, first in Tazayin of the base, as well as the Mem of Aleph, that we don't say the full Tana V'Shayir when a Mishnah uses Lashon Elu. Elu means these are the things that I'm listing, and there's no more. It's a Lashon that's the Dafka. So it's too, when the Gemara often asks the Kasha, they kind of mention a number, Arba. So how can you say Tana V'Shayir? By mentioning a number, the Mashmos is it's that number and no more. Similarly, when it says Elu, it would say the number, and it's Mashmos is no more. So that's the Kedushin, Tazayin and Beis, in the Sugya of Eved Ivri, also in Daf Mem Amid Aleph in Kedushin, there that has to do with Mishnah that we know from Davening and Hega, Elu Barim Shilim Shtur, and Elu Barim Shadim Chir Sebo Maseh, and the Gemara asks, why not live to Hakein? And Gemara says, maybe Tana V'Shayir. The Gemara asks, but no, it's just Elu. How is it Tana V'Shayir? There must have been a different text. So the question now emerges that if you're telling me that this list is not a complete list, I, the Gemara, asks that Elu is Lashon that is a complete list. It's not Tana V'Shayir. So that record doesn't answer. So see, the media has some suggestion for this. I looked around on this question. There's a process in numerous places just also that deal with this question. The Gemara may say Shire, and yet the Kisbin Elu, so it's not consistent with the Gemara. Yes.
I'm sorry, can I repeat the question? It was kind of glitching a little bit.
The question is as follows. The Gemara, the rule of Tana V'Shayir, which means that there's a list in the Mishnah and the list is incomplete, there are things that are omitted. So the Gemara in Kedushin Test Zayin and also Kedushin Daf Mem assumes that when the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Elu, Elu is Dafka, these, as opposed to others, meaning that the Gemara is asking that Tana V'Shayir is not an option when the Mishnah uses the Lashon Elu. And here we have a Lashon of Elu, Elu Hein Halokin. So how could Rashi tell us this is going to say the same thing? How could we say Tana V'Shayir? That's the question that we're mentioning. So there are a number of posts in Shas that ask this question in different places, and some of those answers do not work here. Tosfos in the Ksuvos of Test, for example, in Mishnah and Third Parak, in Ksuvos, Elu Naris, Shesha, and Kenas. So there are other examples not listed, how I expect Elu. Tosfos says that when Mishnah goes through Elu in one direction, and then Elu in another direction, Elu Naris, Shesha, and Kenas, and then it's done the Mishnah later, Elu Shesha, and Kenas. Then the rule all bets are off. And the rule of Gemara, Elu Dafa, is no longer true, and it could be kind of a shy. No, that's not to help us function. There's no counterpart to our mission of Elohim Halokin and Elohim Halokin. So that answer of Tosis in Tzibus HaTestin and Yavamis in one face, no, that answer doesn't hold. You have to know what the answer in terms of our mission. How can the Atan of the Shire if he uses Lush and Elu? I looked around and found the Tosis Lush in Sota. And there's a similar type of question in Mishnah and Sota. The Mishnah says, famous Mishnah, Elu Nemarin B'cholashon. There are numerous things that can be said in two languages, not just Lush and Hakodesh. Yes.
Very hard to hear. For the Chevra, is it possible maybe Rebbe can move to a different location or something? Maybe as an adjustment, it's very choppy.
Let's see if I move it closer or Rebbe, if I maybe have to
try. It could also help, I don't know if Rebbe wants this, but if we all turn off our videos, it might help with the connection. Sometimes it's a matter of like too much going on at once.
I don't know. Yesterday we were good. I don't know. You can try it, but then I don't know. I'd like to see some people in front of me when I'm speaking. So. Is it all or nothing, or is it? I don't know. Okay, we can experiment. That's fine with me.
Right now,
just let me know. It got better. Okay. Maybe we'll see what happens. I'll try to speak. Maybe if I speak slower, I don't know. There is a Mishnah in Sota that tells us Eilu Nemarin B'chol Lashon. That's the beginning of a perek. So there's a number of things mentioned there that can be said, not just in Lashon HaKodesh. So the list, it turns out, there are things that are not mentioned in the list. So there are a lot of kashas of the Rishonim. How can you have a Lashon Elu if there are things that are not mentioned? Tosis, for example, on that Adaf in Sota Lamed Beis asks, it doesn't mention Hallel, it doesn't mention Kiddush of Shabbos, which can be done even in another language, Birchas HaMitzvahs. So Tosis tries to give an answer that why that's not considered Tana V'Shayer. Because after all, if it says Elu, then you can't say Tana V'Shayer. That's, again, the assumption based on the two Gemaras in Kiddushin that we mentioned, that the word Elu does not allow for Tana V'Shayer. Tosis Rush over there in Sota Lamed Beis, the Tosis Rush says that when you have a very long list as opposed to a short list, there, even if the word Elu is used, then you could still allow for Tana V'Shayer. When the Gemara was asking in Kiddushin in those two Gemaras that it says Elu, how can it be Tana V'Shayer? Those were short lists, a short list in those two Mishnayos that the Gemara was referring to. No, our Mishnah, as we went through yesterday, we counted 37 things. I don't know why the Tosis Rush didn't bring a raya from our Mishnah, Lemaisa. But the Lechora, it would have been another raya to this possible answer, that when you have a very long list, then Tana V'Shayer is still a possibility. Okay, this is just a technical question. We will see in Mitzvah Shem how the Meiri resolves this question. Again, Rashi doesn't give the answer, but Rashi wants you to realize you could say it's an exception to the rule. Rashi says, Elu Lav Dafka, in other words, don't get hung up on the word Elu, Lemaisa Tana V'Shayer, Lokin Tuva. He leaves out a lot of cases of Malkus. Rabosa, you can hear me well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Nefeshem. Siyata Dishmaya. Let's go.
Ella. Can I clarify something? That, so
of course.
It's LPR. Rashi has to tell us that it's Lav Dafka because the Gemara Kedushin says that whenever it says Tana V'Shayer, it means that it's a Dafka list.
It's not 100% clear that Rashi was speaking about the Gemara Kedushin. Rashi is commenting on the word Elu, and Elu is Lav Dafka. We're making it into a question. It's not just that Elu is Lav Dafka, but how can you say Elu Lav Dafka? The Gemara seems to say that when it says Elu, then you can't say Tana V'Shayer. That was the Gemara's kasha there. Tana Elu, and you're telling me Tana V'Shayer. So it becomes almost a question on Rashi. How can you say Tana V'Shayer if the word was Elu?
Rebbe, where was the Tosis Rush?
Tosis Rush is in Sota Lamed Beis, and he says that when you have a very, I think I have the Lashon here, I may have written it down, the Lashon of the Tosis Rush, Dehecha Sheshone in Yanim Harbe, Kihacha, he's talking about Sota Lamed Beis, Elu Nemarin B'Lashon HaKodesh, v'shone dvarim harbe, rogil atano l'shayer afagav dikatani elu. Or ve'elu. So anyway, this is what he says. Maybe that would be a solution for our Mishnah. Al kopanim, Rashi goes on and he says, so what is mentioned? Obviously, many examples are not mentioned. So those that are mentioned, there must be a reason why the Tana chose to list these particular 37 examples. So Rashi proceeds to give us a way of understanding the significance of these cases listed in the Mishnah. Says Rashi, Ela Tana Chai V'Krisus. So the first thing is to notice that the Mishnah lists the Chai V'Krisus. As we noted yesterday, we counted how many of the Chai V'Krisus did we count? Who remembers?
21.
21, right? 21 of the 36 Chai V'Krisus are what we have in our Mishnah. And the reason why he lists the Chai V'Krisus, and we noted all of them, all the Chai V'Krisus that get Malkus, that is, Lashmi Inan, the Yesh Malkus B'Chai V'Krisus, in order to teach us that even though there's a Chiyuv Kares, there's still a Chiyuv Malkus. And that's going to be La'afuke, the Shita of Rav Yitzchak, that we'll see on Amid Beis, who holds that Chai V'Krisus do not get Malkus. So that is why the Mishnah lists all of the Chai V'Krisus. There's another side to this, that is that the Mishnah excluded the Chai V'Krisus that are also Chai V'Mises based in, which is La'afuke, the Shita of Rav Yishmael, that we'll see in the Gemara. Meanwhile, Rashi says the chiddush is simply that yesh malkus b'chai v'krisus. One could have added to Rashi la'ashmi'inan that chai v'krisus b'dafka and not those which are also chai v'misus based in. That Rashi doesn't spell out. Continues Rashi, the tana almana ugrusha. See, after you have the first seven, which are the chai v'krisus, of the chai v'krisus list, we have almana l'koin gadol, Grusha v'chalutza l'koin hedyut. Why do we decide to mention those particular examples of Chai v'Lavin for the Malkus list? L'ashmi'inan, to teach us what it says a few lines later regarding Almana u'Grusha, that Almana u'Grusha chayiv aleha mishum shtei shemos. So the Mishnah wants to give you that extra point that you can have an example of a Kohen Gadol who's ba'al Almana, who's also a Grusha, that even though it's the same single Maisa Avera, there are two sets of Malkus, one for Almana and one for Grusha, and that's a Chiddush in its own right, and we'll see, I guess, in the later Rashi more about this, but obviously that is a Chiddush. So the Mishnah starts by telling me in the list, Almana L'Koin Gadol, Grusha B'Chutz L'Koin Hedyut, for the Chiddush of Almana U'Grusha, Chai B'Shem Shtei Shemos. And of course, the contrast to that is Grusha V'Chalutza is only one time Malkus, as we'll see. Rashi now skips ahead, right? We have, continues in the Mishnah with many other examples. Rashi doesn't go through literally every example. Rashi touches base with a few of the examples and tells me why those examples make it into the Mishnah's list. V'Tana Tevel, Umaiserishon Shalo Nitra Trumaso. So two others that are in the list are Tevel, if he wasn't yet taken out, Trumas and Maiseris. Maiserishon Shalo Nitra Trumaso means that the Levi didn't take out the Trumas Maiser, so that is also a form of Tevel. So it mentions those cases. Delom Mefarish Lav Didhu Behedya. Because the Lav for Tevel is not explicit in the Chumash. So since in order to get Malkus, we know you have to have a lav mefurish b'Torah. And since the lav in these cases is not so clear, you have to find a mucker for the source of the lav. Therefore, the Mishnah lists it to tell me that there is Malkus because, in fact, there is a lav. If you look hard enough, you'll figure out what it is. So that's why Tevel and Maiserish and Shkon Trumaso are mentioned. Rashi says, V'chein hegdish shelo nifte. Similar reason for Hegdish, Shelo Nifta. Later on in the Mishnah, it mentions a person eats Hegdish before you oppose it, there's Malkus. So why is it mentioned? For the same reason. In other words, the Lav is not explicit, as we'll go later on in the Rashi. On the Mishnah, Rashi is going to have to tell us what, in fact, is the Lav in the Torah for eating Hegdish, Kod, and Pidyon. But since it's not so clear, the Mishnah finds it necessary to list it in mentioning it in the Mishnah. Rashi continues, the Aidi, the Tana Hegdish, Tana Maisesheni Bahadei, it should be. The Tarvayu, Malkus did who, Mishum Mechusrei Pediyah. In other words, Rashi is bothered by the fact that Maisa Rishon Shelo Nifda is explicit. There the lav is pretty clear. So why would that be mentioned? That doesn't have the reason that you just mentioned for Tevel and for Hegdish. But the answer is it has a similarity in terms of the case itself. Because both in the case of Hegdish and Maisa Sheni, the problem is that you didn't do the Pidyon and you ate it before Pidyon. So therefore, Agav Hegdish, it mentions Maisa Sheni along with it. Maisa Sheni the Hegdish Shelo Nifdu. Rashi now doesn't bother with the rest. Rashi says those things that are mentioned, again, over and above the 21 Chayvei Krisus. The 21 Chayvei Krisus are all there to tell me that there's Malkus by Chayvei Krisus. The other 16 that we counted yesterday, so Rashi gave you a few examples of why they're mentioned, and some of them are Agav, others, and some of them have a Chidush, and Beruban, Beruban yesh davar chadash. Rashi doesn't bother going through the exact list one by one. Okay, that's as far as a general outline to the Mishnah that Rashi is providing before he goes into the specifics of explaining the Mishnah. Questions, Chevra? Any questions so far? Okay, let's proceed.
Yeah, well, I have a question.
Please, yeah.
Is there a reason why he, like, Dafka chose these examples, or just...
So Rashi seems to say, Beruban yesh davar chadash. What Rashi probably means by Ruban is those that are not davar chadash are probably mentioned. Agav, for example, what he just said. He mentioned that Maiser Sheni really doesn't have any chidush in terms of the lav, that we don't know what the lav is. We know what the lav is. But since Hegdish is a chidush that we don't, so to speak, we don't have the knowledge of what the lav might be. So Mishnah tells you there is a lav and there is Malkus. So mentions Derech Agav Maisa Sheni. So that's how you have to kind of think about the rest of the Mishnah. Either there'll be a chidush in its own way, either the Almana, for example, Almana Ugrusha, that there's Malkus, is not per se a chidush. The reason why it mentions it in the list is because of the chidush that you can get Shtayim for one Maisa Avera. So that's a Davar Chadash. So basically, Rashi says, if you look through the Mishnah, you'll find in most cases some kind of davar chadash. We'll see eventually. Go ahead.
Does Rashi hold in every single case there's a chadash?
So Rashi said beruban, correct? So ruban means
most of them.
Now the point of ruban is because those that are not in those, there could be other reasons besides the davar chadash. It could be a derech agav. Rashi just told us, for example, Hegdish and Maisa Sheni. So Hegdish knows the lav. So that's a chidush, because you have to figure out that there's a lav. But Maisa Sheni is only Agav Hegdish, because they both are similar in not having pidyon. So again, Rashi doesn't go through the list. When Tosis quotes, we'll see soon the Tosis, the Kuntras Dachak Limso Bahem Chidush, it's a little bit unclear what Tosis had in mind. We don't really see Rashi being Dachak Limso Bahem Chidush, except that Rashi now tells us Beruban Yesh Davar Chadash. Although Rashi does go out of his way to try to find the lavin for many of the examples. Maybe that's what Tosis had in mind. Or maybe, as what the Mashah says, when we'll read the Tosis, we'll point it out again. Maybe Tosis had a different Rashi than what we have. Tosis says that Rashi was dochak limso behem chidush. We don't really see so clearly that Rashi's dochak limso chidush. Rashi gives you a little bit of a smattering of some of the examples and then goes through the rest of the Mishnah.
Are we saying there's, in addition to most of them having a chiddush, there's also like a general chiddush of Chayvei Krisus also being
able? No, let's clarify. So Rashi goes as follows. 21 of the 37 in the Mishnah are there because there's one chiddush that's common to all of them. And the Mishnah wants to make clear that Chayvei Krisus have Malkus. So that is why those 21 are accounted for. So that simply takes care of the Chayvei Krisus that are listed in the Mishnah as one answer. The answer is that they're all Chayvei Krisus, and even though there's Karis, is also Malkus. Regarding the remaining things mentioned, we counted another 16. So Rashi says, well, he gave you a few examples of why you wouldn't have thought there's Malkus, because I don't know if there's a lav, and the Kamash one that there's a lav. And Rashi gave you the Hegdish and Maisa Sheni, that one is Agav the other. And the Rashi leaves us hanging, Beruban Yesh Davar Chidush, without really, he says, Tevel, we don't know, but there's a lav, and the rest are Yesh Davar Chadash Beruban. That's what Rashi leaves us with. But now Rashi does explain the Mishnah as we go one by one. So let's see a lot of other diukim as we go forward in the Rashi. Okay, so yeah.
Just, when you talk about mamzer and mamzeret, right, is that just agav because we talked about almana, or?
No. So let's see. That's a good question. Rashi doesn't directly address that. So almana, I mean, probably grusha v'chalutza, where you're machayev only one, that could go, you know, as a counterpart to almana u'grusha chayev shtayim. Now, obviously, almana and grusha have to be mentioned for the chayev shtayim. Grusha v'chalutza could be mentioned because the only chayev achas. Now, mamzeres and nesina, there you don't have this svaris. There's no case of mamzeres, which is also a nesina, right? So Rashi didn't tell us why mamzeres is mentioned. There is a ritva, I guess once you're bringing it up, let me tell you the ritva on mamzeres. It says twice, mamzeres and nesina li Yisrael, and then the other half is the other gender, right? Bas Yisrael, l'nasin u'l'mamzer, right? So you have mamzeres and you have mamzer. So what the ritva points out is, there's a chidush as follows. Because we know that some of the psulei kahal are only usher if it's the male gender that's megayer that they can't marry in. But on the female side, the Torah didn't usher to marry to a regular kosher Jew. For example, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis, as we all know from the story of Rus. So when it comes to mamzer, the Gemara has a shakim mitarya in Yevamis. Why don't we make a similar drasha, mamzer v'lo mamzeres, and the Gemara explains why we don't do it when it comes to mamzer only by Amoni Moavi. But the Ritva points out, as I read now from the Ritva, v'hadikatani mamzeres, says the Ritva, afal pishem mefurish lav shel mamzeres ba'Torah, we have explicitly a lav in the Torah that you can't marry a mamzer, yeshuomar mishem de dilma, maybe I would think the mamzer dafka aser v'lo mamzeres. So what's the answer? Kamash malan, like the Gemara says in Yevamis, mumzarhu. That mamzer is from the Russian mumzar, and therefore mumzar is as much of a mumzar, whichever it is, male or female, which is a way of indicating that it's not just a mamzer, it's also mamzeres. So here you have at least a ritva was Messiaches, he related to your point, why mentioning Mamzer, Mamzeres, I guess according to the Ritva, to tell you Mamzeres is also us. You could have thought maybe it's limited to Mamzer and not to Mamzeres. Okay, that could be Mamzeres. What about Nesina? This is a sugya really, which could take a whole shiur. We're not going to deal with it at length, but let's discuss it just briefly. There's a comment of Rashi, Nesina, right? Now we have Mamzeres and Nesina. Now these two are often mentioned together, but they're not really connected in terms of their, you know, their relationship, in terms of the nature of the Isser. These are distinct Isurim. It's not like Grusha v'Chalutza, where the Isser Chalutza has a certain resemblance to the Isser Grusha. But somehow or other, they do get mentioned a lot of times together. So here are two, they're mentioned together. And what is Nesina exactly? So Rashi says, Nesina min ha-giv'onim hi. She's a woman that comes from the family that are the Givonim. Who are the Givonim? They came to Yehoshua. They were from the Shiva Amimin. They made a story up that we come from a faraway land, and they wanted to make a bris, and Yehoshua went along with it, and then he found out that they were deceiving him. And then at the end, he gave them the job of becoming avadim to serve in a Mizbeach for the Mizbeach Hashem. The Pasuk says, Vayiten lahem Yehoshua, that's why they called Nesinim, because the Lashna Pasuk there in Yehoshua is Vayiten lahem. He placed on them this new status. Now, the Gemara in Yevamis has a lot of discussion about Nesinim, because in terms of their status of being Avadim, so we also know that in the story of David HaMelech, when we know that there was a famine in the land, and there was a situation where it was known to David that it was based on the fact that Shaul had killed the city of Nov, which was the city of the Kohanim. And by doing that, the Givonim were also affected. They were serving in the Mizbeach. So to speak, it's as if he would have killed the Givonim as well. They had a spirit of vindictiveness, the Givonim. They were not the kind of people who are easily appeased. And therefore, they needed revenge, and they wanted descendants of Shaul to be handed over, to be killed and hanged. And only then David realized, would the Rav, would the famine go away? So he had no choice, and the story tells us that he gave over the various descendants of Shaul and Nebuch, they were killed. So he realized at that time that these people were very terrible, had terrible midos, and it says here that he was gozer on them as well. So the Gemara in Yevamos discusses it, though. Who was gozer? Was it Yoshua? Was it David? And there, the Gemara says it depends on which generation. The sugya in Yevamos is on Daf Ayin Ches, Ayin Tes. So the Gemara says that it was Yoshua placed a gzeira, it's mansa beis hamigdash kayam, that they are considered avadim, and David was gozer b'zvancha ein beis hamigdash kayam. That's in terms of their status of being an eved. Our discussion here has to do with their status of being pasul lavo bakoho. And the Mishnah says that a person will get malchus if a Yisrael marries a Nesina, or again, if a Nasin marries a Bas Yisrael. So Rashi comments here on our Mishnah in terms of why does malchus. Says Rashi that the malchus is based on the pasuk of Los Yischatein Bam. Los Yischatein Bam is a pasuk in Be'eschanan, which is a lav to marry the Shiva Umos. Now, the question is this. The Givonim were Megayer, right? So Rashi's assumption is that even after the Geirus, so not only do we have an Isser, not only do we have a status that they're Avadim, but they are considered to be usher to marry because of Los Yischatein Bam. Now, it's far from simple because, for example, Rashi himself is Soser in terms of this issue, the Mishnah in Ksuvis. The Mishnah in Ksuvis mentions the issues of Haba al Nesina in terms of the Chi of Knast by Ones. Rashi there says, David Gazar Aleihem. David Gazar Aleihem. So there's a kasha that everyone asked on Rashi. Let me get a Gemara Ksuvis from behind me. Tosfos, for example, in Ksuvis Chavtes, on that Mishnah, Eilu Naris Sheyesh Lehem Knas, Haba al Hamamzeres ve'al Hanesina. So Rashi comments there on that Mishnah. Nesina min ha-giv'onin, v'hi asura l'kahal. Listen carefully. V'hi asura l'kahal, did David gazar aleihem kedamrinan b'yevamis? No, we have seemingly a stira in Rashi, no? Rashi here in Makis says that that what is the Isser call of an Asina? It's an Isser d'oraisa based on Los Yischatein Bam. Rashi in Ksuvis says that there Asser lavo b'kahal, he Asura b'kahal, did David gazar aleihem kedamrinan b'yevamis ayin ches on the days. So, and that's called Nesina because of Yitnei Yehoshua. Tosus asks over there, Chavtes Amid Aleph in Ksuvis, on Rashi, many kashas. Tosus says, it's mashma that Nesina is d'oraisa. Among the kashas Tosus asks is from the Mishnah and Makas Daf Yud Gimel. Tosus says, V'od, I'm reading Ksuvis, Tosus in Ksuvis Chavtes. V'od, Ditnan, Egu, Ein Halokin. Mamzeres unesina li Yisrael masma deloki Allah midoraisa dumya de kohanach de chashtiv hasa. Everything else in the list is malchus doraisa. When Tosis is malchus midoraisa, what was he thinking? Afuke, what type of malchus could it have been otherwise? What do you think he means? Malchus madras. He says it's masma. Everything else is malchus doraisa. He says, so Hitosis is obviously assuming now chalut in a minute. So it says, maybe it's mentioned agav. Just like you see sometimes things are agav, so they're just thrown in together. We'll see by Grusha v'chalutza. But Tosis is asking our Rashi this question from our Mishnah and from other Gemaras. So this is a major issue that we've shown in Yevamos primarily, but the Ramban here touches on it as well. Maybe we'll read from the Ramban. I think I gave you the Ramban in the end, the Mar Makomos. It's a major discussion. What is the status of Nesina? There is a Gemara. You see, when Rashi says Los Yischatein Bam, what does that suggest? That even after Geirus, there's still an Isser Los Yischatein Bam with the Zayin Umos. What could one have said? That Los Yischatein Bam is pre-Geirus. after Geirus, there's no Isserus Ischatin. That question seems to be a Shaila in the Gemara Yevamis itself, and Daf Ayin Vav, Rav initially thought one way, and that is to say that the Isser of Los Ischatin Bam is Begeyusan before Geirus. But then the Gemara says on the bottom of Ayin Vav Amid Aleph, Hadar Amar Rava, no, can't be. The Torah couldn't mean Los Ischatin Bam when they haven't yet become Geirin, because there's no status of marriage with a non-Jew. So you can't call that Los Ischatin Bam. It's not real chitun. It's not real marriage. So therefore, the only time you can call Los Ischatin Bam is Begeirusan. So therefore, the Maskana Sagemara Yivam Esayin Vav, it would seem like Rashi here in Makis and not like Rashi in Ksubis. It would seem that, in fact, there is an Issa Doraisa by Nesinim even after Geirus. But this is at least, we're not going to be able to learn the sugya, but at least you should know that there is such a sugya, and these are the basic marmakomos that you have to look at in terms of understanding the sugya. You have Yivamis that we just mentioned, the sugya in Daf Ayin Ches, Ayin Tes, and the Gemara Ayin Vav in Yivamis that I just quoted, and you have the Mishnah Ksuvas Chavtes, for example, and the Rashi and Tosis over there, and you have the Rishonim and Yivamis, and a little bit over here. Just to leave you with the Ramban over here, is also the Ritva. You can take a look on your own. But the Ramban says as follows on our Mishnah. Mamzeres unesina liYisrael. Zok the Ramban. Rabosai, I'm here. I'm audible. Yeah? Just checking in. Okay. Mikan lamadnu. Mikan lamadnu, says the Ramban. Shenesinim midoraisa asiri. That nesinim are aser midoraisa. Dekaimi belav los ischatin bam afilu bigeirusan, even after geirus. De bigeirusan, meaning when they're still non-Jews, les gulchasnus. What the Ramban is doing is paraphrasing the line of Gemara Yevamis that I just quoted for you. And the Ramban says, don't suggest that Nesina is lav dafka, meaning, you know, that, in other words, it's really not about Nesina to get Malkis, it's really about Mamzeres. He says, then it should mention, this is what I think, was it Michal maybe brought up before, because then it should mention in the Sefer of the Mishnah that Mamzeres and Nesina ain't Ochayev Ela Achas, Kidiktani Chalutza. In other words, we're going to see soon the Ramban's Shita is that Chalutza is only Drabana, correct? It's not really a Drasha du Gemura to learn at Chalutza, it's only Drabana. So why is ain't Ochayev Ela Achas? Because there's only one Aver Midaraisa that was committed. And you're not going to get Malkus except for the Malkus Doraisa of Gerusha. No, according to the suggestion that Nesina is really not a Din Doraisa, and the Malkus is really only on Mamzeres, and Nesina is mentioned Derech Agav, like Mamzeres to Nesina, like Tosa suggested in Ksubis Chavtes, as I quoted. So then it should go on and say later in the Mishnah, a similar line to Gerusha Vachalutza in Echai Vel Achas. It should say Mamzeres and Nesina. Moreover, says the Ramban, I both say some of you saw the Ramban, no? The old Bishlam Achalutza alav the Grushas Mechur Rabbanan. I could say it's mentioned together with Grusha because the Rabbanan is somehow patterned after Grusha. In both cases, the woman has been released from a marriage or a quasi marriage, a relationship of sorts, a connection, and now she's also a Kohen. So the Chachamim who asked Chalutza did it to pattern after Grusha. Therefore, you can understand why they're mentioned in one sentence, Grusha v'chalutza. Avo nesina u'manzeres, ma inyan zu'azu. Why would you want to put them together? Why would you step along nesina with manzeres? Ela vadai nesina d'oraisa, v'chein pirish rabbeinu bekan, meaning Rashi here, meaning bekan, as opposed to the Rashi in Ksubis, which obviously has to be understood and reconciled perhaps with Rashi here. Rashi in Ksubis, as we quoted, says, David Gazar Aleim, the Issa Kahal. And of course, this sugya would seem to suggest that the Issa Kahal is Doraisa. What was David Gozer? David was Gozer the Avdus for the Nesinim. The Besul Kahal of the Nesinim is based on Los Ischatin Bam, which again is what Rashi does say over here. But again, Rabosei, Marim Makam Anilach, it's a major inyan. If you learn Ksubis Chavtes, you'll get the long Tosis over there. If you learn Yevamis Ayin Ches, you'll have the Sugiv Nesinim Bimkomo. And here we just simply bumped into it, sort of derech agav, in the list of the Eileh and Alokin. But that's the inyan of Nesina. Let's question.
I just one time I heard that we don't always ask questions from Rashi in different masechtas. Like, what does Rebbe think about that?
You know, I don't know what to tell you. I know you can't ask kashas from Tosis in different masechtas because it's different bali Tosis. That for sure is not a kasha. Rashi, I don't know why you wouldn't be concerned. I mean, why not? Because maybe Rashi changed his mind.
I heard that he depending on the on his Rebbe who taught him that masechta, he wrote down the perusion that he heard from different rebbeim. So
yeah,
different masechta is learned from different rebbeim.
Okay. I don't really know what to tell you. Either way, though, you have to be miyashiv the kashas of the Rishonim on Rashi in Ksuvis. You know, it's always better. Let's put it this way: if we have no other answer and you want to fall back on that, perhaps. But obviously, it's always better to try to find a yeshuv that Rashi chose to learn one sugya. You know, after all, we did see the Gemara in Yevamis that there was a tzad in Rava that says that the Issur was only Begeyusa, not Begeyusa. So what some is shown him, I think, in Yevamis, you can check the sugyas in Yevamis and the Ramban there. If I'm not mistaken, they suggest that Rashi holds, at least in Ksuvis, that the sugya in Yevamis that says that David was gozer is cholek on the earlier sugya in Yevamis that Rabbah says that there's an Isser of los tischatin bam, so it could be as a machokas of sugyas. It doesn't resolve what Rashi decides here to learn like one sugya and here like the other sugya, but at least there's some way to navigate the sugyas that we have. All right, listen, this is a sugya of Nesinim, but just to know that such a sugya exists is also a kedai. But let's come back to our Hemshech of the Rashi. Yeah.
In Ramban, he says that the Nesinim Mamzer doesn't say Chayv al Achas, like it says by Chalutza. By Chalutza, aren't we dealing with Chalutza who is a Grusha, who is the same person?
Grusha v'chalutza, that could be. So what does the Ramban mean to ask? You're saying, how could you have a case of Manzeres, which is a Nesina? You're asking, what did the Ramban mean? Go ahead. What does he mean? Bistama? It means two different people, yeah?
Right. So, I mean, how is he comparing the...
How is he even asking the Kasha? How could he ask such a Kasha? Maybe the Mishnah is dafka talking about in a Chayv al-Achas when it was one person. Yeah. It's a good time. So why did the Ramban think that it has to say it? Yeah, in other words, maybe just because Ramban understood the chiddush of grusha v'chalutza in a chayv l'achas, because chalutza is only in the Rabbanan. So maybe you could say, if he does, it's still hard. It's a good time. What? Yeah.
What? Rebbe?
Yeah.
I understand how the
Isra... Well, so if you have a terrorist to this kasha, it's a good kasha, Binyamin asked. I don't know. It's a good time. What did Ramban mean to ask? Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
How is it possible that the Isser of Lotis Chatimam can only be after they converted? Wasn't the Isser given in place for like the seven
The seven nations, should they convert, there's an Isser of Lotis Chatimam.
Only if they convert.
Yeah.
That's the question.
In other words, before they convert, it wouldn't be an Isser of Lotis Chatimam. In other words, you couldn't call it Lotis Chatimam. Because it's not real, it's not, according to the other possibility in the Gemara, it's Los Yisratin become, it has an appearance of Chitun. It's not really Tofes Kedushin, but it's Ki'ilu, like you're marrying her. But according to the Maskanas of Gemara, seemingly, you couldn't call that Los Yisratin. So what is it? It's only talking about a case after the Geirus. And then Rashi here would be going like that Gemara. Okay, but I have to think about your time, Binyamin. What did the Ramban ask? Mamzeres and Nesina. It's not Shaykh. I mean, could it be Shaykh? Maybe it is Shaykh, the same person. No? What would happen if you had a situation of someone who comes from the Nesinim and then they had relations with the Chveis, with someone who's Chagri Krisus? So now the children are not in an Amzer. Mistama, could have a case like that.
Sorry, what was?
You could mind. Mistama, anyone who comes from that family of the Nesinim. Now they have relations with somebody who Jesus, the progeny is a mamzer. So the dog is now mamzer and an us. Some of you have a case like that. Why not? They have one person who both has on them the stain of being a nasin and being a mamzer, both. I guess the Rambam must have meant like that. I guess so. I mean, what else could it be? You could have a case like that. Yeah.
How does the nothing become a mamzer? Rabbi said.
What?
What was that? It got a little cut.
Yeah, you can have a case. You could have a case of somebody who comes from the Nesinim, and he's also a mamzer. If they're one of the parents live with somebody who's a high priest, so that's how you know that makes a mamzer. But the child is now a mamzer in Nesinim. You have to know the halacha is absolutely called, how it what transfers over, but it could be you could have a case that of a person who's both a mamzer and a nasin.
And then nasin can produce mamzer even though they're from the seven nations.
Again, we're talking there was geirus, correct? There was achad begeirus, and they psule kal are Jewish. Understand? Don't get confused. Psule kal means like this. That they can marry only other tefillin, but basically they're Jewish. And the question is whether they can marry regular Jews who are not psulei kahal. So that's really the issue. The geirus is chal, amoni moavi, right? They can't marry. They can only marry one of their own. Some and the Mishnayos and Kedushin talk about who can marry who. Mamzer can marry psulei kahal, but basically there is a Jewish status, but there's a certain taint to the yichus. So that's what psulei kahal means. So Los Yischatin Bam, if you hold Los Yischatin Bam goes on the Nesinim, on the Shiva Umos, even after Geirus, that means that they're Jewish, but there's an Issa Los Yischatin Bam. So Mistami, you could have a case of a Mamzer, you know, that marries, that comes out of a Nasi. I guess you have to figure out what the case would be, but you could have a case. Maybe a Mamzer marries a Nasi. What's the child? You have to check this, the halachas of Psulei Kal. Could be the child will have both status of a nasin and a mamzer. Simple. Mamzer marries a nasin. Okay, simple. Now to take a chayv krisus, just a case of a mamzer marries a nasin. Stomach, you could have a child that's a, both a mamzer and a nasin. So mamzeris and a sina in a chayv el achas. Okay, zot Rashi weiter. Almana ugrusha, so this is that line that Rashi alluded to earlier, that the Mishnah wants to teach you the chidush of Eina Chayv al-Achas. What does it say? Almana ugrusha, here, or the opposite, chayavim mishum shnei shemos, not Eina Achas. Almana ugrusha, chayavim mishum beis shemos. That's what Rashi quoted earlier. So what is the case of Almana ugrusha, says Rashi, shenis almana meish echad. So the woman, her background is first she was married and her husband died, and then she remarries. V'nisgarsha me'ish acher. So this woman was first an almana, and then became a grusha. So now for a kohen who's going to marry her, there'll be two malchus. One malchus for marrying a kohen gadol, I should say, not a kohen, a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol will get malchus for almana, and will get malchus for grusha. Why does Rashi give the case that first is almana and then is garsha? What if it was the other way around? First she was married and got divorced. Then she marries a second time and the husband dies. What about that direction? What does Rashi say that first an almana and then a grusha?
Not iser mosish if he's first. Ah,
so the issue is because we have a rule called ein iser chal al iser. When a person is already usser with whatever iser, or even it's a chefza as well, a person, a chefza, whatever it is, so the second Issa doesn't latch onto it. So there are exceptions to that rule, according to different Tanayim, what's called Issa Kolel or Issa Mosif. If the second Issa is more expansive in whatever way, Issa Kolel is one form of expansiveness. Issa Mosif means it adding another layer of Issa in a different way. So in order to allow that the second Issa to take effect, you need to have something that the second Issa is adding that didn't exist before. And then once it takes effect on those additional applications, so then it takes effect completely. So when you have a case of someone who's usher first as a grusha, and then becomes an almana, so a grusha is already usher to all kohanim. And what does an almana do? It makes usher to a kohen gadol, but a kohen gadol couldn't marry a grusha either. He's also a regular kohen. So the iser almana would not take effect on top of iser grusha. So therefore you couldn't have a situation of being chayiv twice malchus, because the second iser of grusha, of Almana would not take effect on top of Isser Grusha. So Rashi needed to construct the case that first she was an Almana. Now she becomes a Grusha. Now the Isser Grusha is Mosif that she's usher not just to Kohen Gadol, she's usher also to Kohanim Hedyotim, to regular Kohen. That's called Isser Mosif. It's adding an Isser to Kohen Hedyot. So Memela now once it's Chal Gabe Kohen Hedyot, it's Chal Gabe Kohen Gadol as well. So now Kohen Gadol will take this woman, he'll violate twice Malkus. He'll get Malkus for Almana and Grusha, because Grusha took effect on the Isser Almana. So says the Rashash, but it's obviously Pashup Shad and Rashi. Says Rashi Vaiter. So Chayiv Aleha Chayiv Shtei Malkus Mishum Shtei Shemos. The Rashi is Mayrech a little bit here. Let's try to touch up this Rashi carefully. So there's an Isser now that he violates of taking Almana, and also for taking a grusha. Mishum shtei shemos, the Rashi explains. Mishum shtei asharos, for two separate lavin. Sheshtehen nifurashos b'mikra, because both of those asharos are explicit in the Chumash. The ashara atarvayu kaima. And the warning of the Torah not to take is going on both. What is Rashi trying to emphasize here? Rashi's not just saying this stam, he's explaining something that you would have otherwise been troubled by. There seems to be a question Rashi is implicitly addressing. Let's read it again. Chai mishum shtei shemos, mishum shtei asharos, for two separate isurim. And you're going to get malchus for both. Why? Sheshteyen mifurashos bamikra. Because both of these isurim are explicitly stated in the pasuk, the ashara tarvayu kaima, and the warning goes on both. So let's stand back and figure out what Rashi could mean. So first of all, what's the pasuk that we're referring to? Referring to the pasuk of a kohen gadol not to marry an almana, and a kohen gadol not to marry a grusha. What's the lashon pasuk? What does the pasuk say? Almana ugrusha v'chalala zona es ele lo yikach. This is all going to kohen gadol. Almana ugrusha v'chalala zona. So it mentions in the pasuk four different cases of women that the Kohen Gadol can't take, and two of the examples are Amana Ugrusha. Rashi makes clear that the Azhara of Lo Yikach is going on each of these examples. So in our case, we're talking about Amana Ugrusha, so there's an Azhara for Amana and an Azhara for Grusha. That's the simple reading of the Rashi, right? But there's something more to see in Rashi as well. Again, reading Rashi, Rashi says, Mishum Shtei Azharos, Sheshteyen mifurashos b'mikra. Why did Rashi have to say that? Sheshteyen mifurashos b'mikra. The ashara atarvayu kaima, that means that the lo yikach goes on everything that the Torah is forbidding. But what does Rashi stress? Sheshteyen mifurashos b'mikra. So it seems the Archoness says it, but it's the pshat in Rashi. Rashi is trying to say what the Ritva says in a little more words. Rashi is always the derech called the kitzer. The Ritva raises a very important nekuda here, b'nogea, really the entire parak that we're learning, Eloh and Elokin. We might as well be introduced to this idea right now. It's a klal in Hilchos Malkus. And it's Gemara in many, many places in Shas, in Sanhedrin, in Psachim, very, very many places. A klal called, we are familiar with lavin that don't get Malkus, such as lav she'en bo maiseh, lav she'nitek la'aseh. But there are other rules as well of lavin that don't get malchus. And one of these rules is called lav shebechlolus. Lav shebechlolus means if the Torah speaks about many different things under one umbrella of an ashara. So that one ashara includes all different types of isurin. So the Torah didn't single out one isur. The Torah has an umbrella isur for many different examples. So a classic example of this is a case of a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim that says, Lo sochu al hadam. The pasuk says, Lo sochu al hadam. What exactly is included in this isur? Many different isurin. So for example, this sugya is in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara gives us a lot of different isurin that are included in Lo sochu al hadam. For example, a person can't eat from an animal before it's completely dead. Losochu al adam, it's still alive. Another example of an iser. Lo tochu basar v'adayin dam b'mizrak. we know that you can only eat the karbanos once there was a zrikas hadam, when the dam was sprinkled from the klishares to the mizbeach. Let's say it's still in the klishares, it hasn't yet been sprinkled. It's usher to eat lo sochu al adam. Another example, the Gemara brings minayin l'sanhedrin shahargu l'sanefesh. If Sanhedrin paskin dinin nefashos, so they're not allowed to eat the entire day because they have blood on their hands. They paskin, they have to paskin dinin nefashos, but they're not allowed to eat lo sochu al adam. As haro leben soro more, says the Gemara, minayin lo sochu al adam. And there's another example in the Gemara, 50 sir, mevar na laruge bezdin. You don't give the sudas havra, which is what you typically do for an avel. If the person was killed by bezdin, you don't give them the sudas havra. These are five different isurim that all fall under the same exact words of the Torah. Says the Gemara, Sanhedrin Samach Gimel again, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Avin Bar Chia v'itema Rav Avin Bar Kahana, Al kulam ein aloke, and all of these isurim that we just spelled out that lie in the pasuk of usochu al adam, one does not get malchus. Why? Mishum dehavile lav shebechlalus. It's a lav shebechlalus if there's an isur in the Torah that has many different applications for different types of isurim, then there is no malchus for such a lav. That's a new rule. We have to know the marker for such an idea. We'll see in Amid Beis the marker for certain malchus in certain laven that don't get malchus because it has to be similar to the laven of Sachsom. Could be that's the marker here as well, that there's no malchus for lav shebechlolus. Now, what constitutes a lav shebechlolus? So losochu al adam is obviously a classic example of lav shebechlolus, as we just saw in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel. Not always is it clear whether something is a lav shebechlolus. For example, there's a machlokes Abaye v'Rava. Let's give another example. This is in Psachim. Here's the pasuk. If we were to be in shul this Shabbos, which I'm guessing maybe a Kadosh Baruch Hu could give us a schus, but as things seem right now, we're not going to be in shul. But if we were to be in shul, we'd be reading this pasuk in Parshas HaChodesh, in the Haftorah, in the Maftir reading from Parshas Bo. So the Torah discusses the Karban Pesach and many halachas of Karban Pesach. The pasuk says by Karban Pesach, Al tochu mimenu na, you can't eat it when it's in a state that it wasn't yet fully cooked. Uvasha mevusha b'mayim, or if it's cooked with water, Ki im tzli esh, unless it's only if it's roasted. That's the pasuk in Parshas Bo. So now, how many isurim do we have here? When would a person get malchus? If they eat the Karban Pesach na, so that's perhaps a basis to get malchus. If they eat the Karban Pesach mevushal, so that's a lav, al tochu. If they eat it in a manner which is neither na, nor mevusho, but also not tzli esh. Let's say some other method. It's not, it's somehow heated, but not called na, it's not called mevusho, but it's not tzli esh. Or just the fact that it wasn't tzli esh, which can include all kinds of scenarios. So the Gemara in Psachim Mem Aleph, Rava says, achlo na lokeshtayim. If you eat it, the Karban Pesach Ruah, you get two malchus. Mevusho lokeshtayim. Na umevusho, if it's mevusho and also not fully cooked, lokeshalosh. What's pshat in Rava? Rashi says, because there's going to be a malchus for na, and a malchus for al tochu kiim tzliyesh. So too, if it's mevusho, you'll get two malchus. For mevusho and for al tochu kiim tzliyesh. If it's not umevusho, then you'll get three malchus, for na, for mevusho, and for al tochu kim tzliyesh. Abaye says, no, im lokin alav shebechlolus. What is alav shebechlolus here in this pasuk? The al tochu, what a question here, what daf is this in psukim? What's the question?
I think he asked himself, it is himself, but I can grab it.
Mem Aleph Ipsachim. Mem Aleph on to Amid Beis. So we have a rule called Rav Shebachlalus. Rashi says, since Al Tochu Kiyim Tzliyesh includes a lot of different forms of Bishol that are not Tzli. So therefore, there are many different examples that the Torah is forbidding in the rule Al Tochu Kiyim Tzliyesh. Says Abaye, that cannot warrant a Malkus, because Al Tochu Kiyim Tzliyesh would be saying, don't eat it in this method, which is not Tzliyesh. Don't eat it in that method, that's not Tzliyesh. Don't eat it in the other method. A lot of different examples falling under the same Al Tochu Kiyim Tzliyesh. Therefore, says Abaye, it's not called Rav Shebachlalus, and Rava didn't seem to have a problem with it. So we have to know, obviously, the Nekudas HaMachokes over here, and what differentiates, for example, the Rav Shebachlalus of Sochu Al Adam, that even Rava agrees, to the example over here, Al Tochu Kiyim Tzliyesh. So the Ritva touches on this issue over here on our Gemara. And this is l'chora what he says is what Rashi is telling us over here. The question could be posed. How can the Mishnah say that Almana Ugrusha is going to be a Malkus for Almana and a Malkus for Ugrusha? After all, the Pasuk is one Lav and includes different Isurim. So what would Rashi be answering? It's not a Rav Shebachlalus, because what makes this different than, let's say, Al Tochu Kiyim Tzliyesh, which according to Abaye is Rav Shebachlalus, Rabbah thought that still could be okay, but let's go with Abaye, for example. Abaye says, Al Tochu Kiyim Tzliyesh is Rav Shebachlalus. What else is Rav Shebachlalus? Lo Sochu Al Adam is Rav Shebachlalus, right? Even according to Rav. And what is not Rav Shebachlalus in front of us right now? Almana ugrusha es ela lo yikach. We have one lo yikach, which is an iser for almana for kohen gadol, and iser for ugrusha for kohen gadol. So we have one lav that encompasses different isurim. How can malchus, let alone two malchus, how can it be any malchus? It's a lav shebachlalus. What's Rashi's teretz? Bekitzur halashon. What's Rashi's teretz? Because both of those examples, unlike Kiyim Tzliyesh, unlike Lo Sochu Al Adam, both of those examples are explicitly stated in the Pasuk. And it's the and Lo Yikach is as if it would be going on each example for itself. So the Torah is telling me, Lo Yikach Almana, Almana Lo Yikach, and Grusha Lo Yikach. That doesn't fall under Rav Shebachlalus. How do I know, Kinnira, that Rashi meant like this? Because when you look at the Ritva, then you look back at Rashi, it seems that Rashi is mamish machavin, so to speak, in his words, to what the Ritva says. The Ritva is ma'irich more in terms of this inyan. So Lashana Ritva over here. Just, he gives other examples besides those that we gave, but let's just see inside. Says the Ritva, the afal gav de belav echad nemru, lo chashiv rav shebechlolis. So he directly asked the kasha head on, why not rav shebechlolis? The time of the milsa. And the reason is, the kol sheha isurim nifrashin, nifrashin means then meforash, bekasuv, if the isurim are explicitly stated in the pasuk, ben shekasav rav echad al kulan betchila, oh shekasav besof, whether the lashon of the do not is written in the beginning of the pasuk, or if the do not is written at the end of the pasuk. In this case, it's written where? Almana, ugrusha, etc. Es elo yikach. In this case, it's written at the end of the pasuk. Keman dichsiv akol chad v'chad. It's as if it would be written a separate lav, lashon lav, on each one, making it not a lav to becholis. Kide astikna b'krisus. So he actually quotes the Gemara Krisus daf hey. Let me reference the Gemara Krisus that the Ritva is mentioning here, Krisus daf hey. The Gemara and Krisus daf hey amid aleph. The Gemara talks about the lav. We're going to see this maybe mentioned later. Lo sucha lechol b'sharecha. You're not allowed to eat out of your gates of Yerushalayim. A series of things are mentioned. Naisa digancha, tiroscha, v'yitzharecha, and so on. A whole list of things that are mentioned that you cannot eat chutz l'choma. So the Gemara says over there that the Torah mentions all those things in a previous pasuk. And then it says that you should eat it in Yerushalayim. And then it says, Lo sucha lecho b'sharecha. So it lists everything again. So the Gemara says, you can get Malkus for any one of these things that you eat out of Yerushalayim. And we don't quote a lav shebechlala, says the Gemara. Why? Because it's since the Torah enumerated each thing by itself, says the Gemara, therefore, it's as if there'll be a lav on each one. And therefore, it's not called a lav shebechlalas. By mentioning each thing specifically by name, so the lo sucha lecho is going in each one. That's what the Ritva quotes from Krisa's Daf Hey, and that's the pshat therefore over here in our Rashi. The Ritva goes on, and he says the lo chashiv lashe bechlolus. What would be lashe bechlolus? Ella kigon lo tochu al adam. Divri hakol. That's according to everybody. Or kiim tsliyesh. That's according to Rava. We have Machog Zabai V'Rava. L'maisa, that will be the Pshat in Rashi. So says the Aruch Haner. You can see it in the Aruch Haner, but basically that's the Pshat in Rashi. Let's continue along. Every Rashi is loaded here with so much.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Can I ask a question on the concept of Lav Shebechlalos in general?
Yes.
Is Rabbi saying it only applies in a case of Malkos, or it could apply in a case of Misa too?
Well, Lav Shebechlalos is specifically a Lav L'Gabi Malkus. It's a Klal in Malkus. We know Lav She'en Bo Maisa, Ein Mokin Alav, Lav She'en Glas, Ein Mokin Alav. This is a new rule that we're introduced to in this Ritva, and we have to know more about it. There's a lot to say about it in the Shor She'en Mitzvahs, in the Rambam, Ramban. It's a big subject. Lav Shebechlalos, Mokin Alav. What Rashi would be, what?
So with Isurim, like by Isurei Shabbos, like in Zachar, we say Zachar Zim Shabbos, and we say like Ato Vimcha. So all that.
Why did you ask better? Lasasa Chomalacha, right? Lasasa Chomalacha. So there are many, many Isurim in that. But is there Malkus for this? Remember, according to our Tana of our Mishnah, right? Our Tana holds Chayvi Christus is Malkus, Chayvi Mises Bezdin, no Malkus. Who your question could be according to Rabbi Shmuel in the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Chayvim Mises Bezin will also get Malkus. No, so you're going to ask, according to Rabbi Shmuel, would a person get Malkus for a Melach on Shabbos? It could also be relevant for Yantif, though. I mean, so don't give up so quickly, Elior. But what's the Lacha by Yantif? A person does Melach on Yantif. What's the consequences? The Mezid?
Misa?
No, Misa, no. Mises Bezin is only for Melach on Shabbos, as the Torah tells us. We have in our parasha Vayakel, right? It's only verse Shabbos. By Yontif, what is the onus for Melacha B'Yom Tov?
Karis.
It's Malkus.
Oh, no, Karis. No, we're both say Zilkri Be'Ravu. We have to know the Chumash. Malkus, correct. So Elior would probably be asking, no, but Chor, there are many Melachas. And the Melacha, the Torah says, Kol Melacha Le'Yosef Ahem, right? So you're asking seemingly a good kasha. L'chaira, why wouldn't we say that a malacha, one of the malachas done on Yantif, is really only a lav shebechlalos? The Torah didn't enumerate the specific malachas. It's a good shaila to think about it. Maybe it's ki'ilu, the Torah would have enumerated each malacha. But you have to know. It's a good shaila. How could there be malchus for malacha the Yom Tov? Why not lav shebechlalos? Good shaila. Okay, but by Shabbos, for us, we wouldn't be having Malkus anyway, right? Because it's a Mises based. Let's continue in Rashi. Yeah, Rashi Vaita says, Grusha v'chalutza. So on the one hand, Almana u'Grusha to Malkusin. Grusha v'chalutza, meaning the same woman. Grusha v'hi chalutza, a woman who's first, she's a Grusha, and then she's also a chalutza. She had her husband died without children. And she ended up getting chalitza from the brother. Eino ksuva ella. I'm sorry. Eino chayev el mishum grusha. So there's only one malchus, namely the malchus of grusha. Why? Shachalutza eino ksuva. Chalutza is not written in the chumash explicitly as explicit elav el mirbuya maisinala. It's learned out of a ribui, the sanya b'kedushin. The Brisa says in Kedusha 9 Ches, Gerusha. It says, Pasuk by Kohen, Kamaria Gerusha. What's the Lashna Pasuk? Isha zon bachala lo yikachu, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. So it says, grusha en liyala grusha, chalutza minayin, tamwama v'isha. V'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. The vav, or v'isha, is a riboy t'marbe chalutza. No, the mashmos of this Rashi would be that the Isra Chalutza Rabosa is Midoraisa or Midorabana. I'm reading this Rashi. What do you get? What's the impression? Strong impression. Right. Midoraisa. Tosis is going to jump all over Rashi from the very same Sugya. So will the Ramban jump on Rashi? We'll deal with this when we get to the second Tosis, of course. Rashi seems to be saying Chalutza is a Doraisa, but there won't be two Malkusin because the Iker Isser is Grusha, and what's also included with the Reboy. So that's the cloud. You don't give a second Malkus for something which is sort of tagged along with the Reboy. The Isser is a Doraisa, but a second Malkus there won't be for Chalutza. Unlike Almana Ugrusha, where each one is stated in the Furish, not one as a Reboy in the Pasuk, but specifically stated, Almana Grusha, two Malkus. Therefore, Almana Vihi Grusha, two Malkus. Grusha Vihi Chalutza. So that would be only one Malkus because, says Rashi, Chalutza is only from a Reboy. Continue the Rashi. Tamei she'achos ha'kodesh. Rashi is going to try to give us information where the laven appear. So we have further in the Mishnah, after we have the cases of Mona Grusha and Nasin Mamzer and so on, we go to Tamei she'achal es ha'kodesh. Asaraso mefarsh b'gemara. This is the sugya on Daf Yudalid Amadeis. The Gemara tries to figure out exactly where we know b'chol kodesh l'stiga or other drushes, k'zereshava, how you know that a Tamei can't eat Kodshin. So Rashi says, wait a little bit, we'll get to Yudal and Beis, that's the Gemara coming up. Next Rashi, no sir. So it says further, Rashi skips over about Migdash Tamei, that was clear, we know where it is. Ochel Chelev, pretty much we know, Dam we know, no sir. Where does it say in the Torah not to eat no sir? We know that there's Kares. Where do we know not to eat no sir? Sivbei v'sarafta sanosar ba'esh. This is in Parshas Tetzaveh. We read not too long ago by the Miluyim that what's left over you shall burn. Lo ye'achel ki kodesh hu. So specifically, the Torah is discussing that which was left over from the carbon. So this is a lav of nosar. Lo ye'achel ki kodesh hu. Now it gets interesting. So that takes care of the lav of nosar, Rabosa. What does it say after that in the Mishnah? V'nosar upigo. So now, in order to get Malkus, it has to be a lav. We know that Pigel has an onus of Kares. Where do you have a lav not to eat Pigel? Says Rashi. V'azharas Pigel nami mehacha. The Azhara Pigel is also from the same pasuk that I just quoted in Tetzaveh. Lo ye'achel ki kodeshu. How do you see Pigel? Mi dechsev ki kodeshu. Because it says in the pasuk ki kodeshu. So what do you see in this pasuk? Kilomar, mipnei shehu kodesh nifsal. You can't eat it because it was kodesh and it got disqualified. Lamadnu mikan. We learn from here. I both say, can you be heard? I'm audible?
Yes.
Lamadnu mikan. Kosh about kodesh pasuk. Anything that was kodesh that became disqualified. Ba hakasav liten lo sasa achilasa. To give me a lab of that in your next status of kosher, so Rabosi asked the Abban Kasha what we just read. This line of Rashi, no? Kosher b'kodesh pasul is an ashara that warrants Malkus. That's the Malkus. No, what's your Kasha, everybody? They're all on mute at the same time. What's the Kasha? No?
The video.
No, kosher b'kodesh pasur. Any example? There are many examples. Pigel is one of many examples. No, we just got finished discussing Asher b'cholos. We took care of Amanu Grusha with the Ritva, with Rashi. The Torah specifically said Amanu Grusha. Lo sochu al adam is Asher b'cholos. Lo sochu kiim tzliyesh according to Abayah is Asher b'cholos. No, lo yachel ki kodesh hu. Is coming to be the lav for Pigel. But it's not just Pigel. Any psul of Kodesh is included. L'chari, the Torah didn't enumerate. So how could it be Malkus? So asks the Ramban. The Ramban here asked that kasha. Now, l'chari like this, we didn't really get into the nitty-gritty of Abai V'Rava, but we did notice, we mentioned the Gemara in Tzachin, that l'shitas Rava, right? Al tochu kiyam tzuli esh does get malchus. That's not like gosochu al adam. So l'chora, according to Rava at least, we have it, however you explain it, to be machalek, but obviously for Rava, we can certainly equate lo ye'achel ki kodesh hu to the case, perhaps, of al tochu kiyam tzuli esh. But certainly, according to Abaya, our question would certainly be valid. How could Rashi tell us the Ashara for Pigo is what? Is lo ye'achel ki kodeshu? Now, you'll ask me, what about Noser? So maybe Noser should also have the problem, no? Because Noser is in the same pasuk. But L'chara Noser is not a problem. Why? Because what's the case the Torah is talking about that's Mefurish bin the pasuk? What's the case the Torah is talking about Noser? The Torah is talking about a case where it got left over. So that which is explicit in the pasuk that lo ye'achel was going on that, that's not lav shebecholos. But everything else that's kosher b'kodesh pasul is a lav shebecholos. So the Ramban asked this kasha here, masnisa noser upigul. At the end of the day, the Ramban ends up saying that the mokar is something else, not Rashi, not like Rashi. He says, shiny pigul the iskish genoser. There's a hekish. He says hekish. Some say it's Xerishava, Avon. So it could be not like Rashi. It could be that the Mokar is not what Rashi says, because you have a problem of Shabakalos, at least according to Abaye, but maybe a different Mokar. And you see in the Rishonim that they suggest other possible Makoros for the Isra Pigel.
A question?
Yeah. One second. One second. The Rimigul Neil, for example, has a few times he says things different than Rashi on our Mishnah. So he says that the Isra Lav of Pigo, he says, is based on, first he says, Lo Yachel Kikodeshu by Noser. But what about Pigo? It doesn't have a Lav seemingly. Gamrinan Chilu Chilu Minoser. There's a Xer Shava, the word Chilu is used by Pigo, Lashon Chilu, and Lashon Chilu is used by Noser. Man nosar onash vehizir af pigo onash vehizir. In other words, not what Rashi says. The Ramban says hekish. Rimi Unil says gzeres shava. Rashi tells us lo yachel ki kodeshu. And of course, we have the issue of lav shebecholos. Who had the question?
Yeah, me, Aryeh.
Aryeh, yeah.
Rebbe kind of cut off when he was explaining how Rashi understood pshat. Can Rebbe repeat that if possible?
All I could say without elaboration is that given that we saw a machlokes Abaye v'Rava with regard to al tochu kiyam tzuli esh, whether the kiyamalkes al tochu kiyam tzuli esh, Abaye calls it lav shebecholos. Rava apparently sees that not as lav shebecholos. It's different than al tochu al adam. We have to think about why, but there's what to say. But if we'll say that al tochu kim tzliyesh is not lav shebecholos like shitas Rava in Psachim, then we could say the same thing over here. But the pashtus, according to Abaye, this should be no better than the case of al tochu kim tzliyesh. So that's what the Ramban was asking. So besides Rashi, we have other suggestions in the Rishonim for the lav of Pigel. Okay, we have to see. Obviously, we have time to talk more about lav shebecholos. I want to finish the Rashi's on the Mishnah if we could. We're not running to 2:30 mincha, I'm guessing, but either way, we should try to finish as close as possible. Let's try to finish the Rashi's. We are holding now in the Rashi, Dibar Maschu Noser. Rashi tells us the lav of Noser and the lav of Pigel. What about Tamei? As Horas Tamei? Of course, what is the case here? When a person eats kachin that are Tamei, right? The earlier case was Tamei Sha'achal as HaKodesh. Now we're talking about a person who eats pigul or no sir the tamei. What's the ashara? The habasar asher yigah b'chol tamei lo ye'achel. Rashi doesn't, and Rashi is mefurish a pasuk. Rashi gives it to us. One thing to remember, Rabosei, we pointed out yesterday. Is there kares for pigul? Yes. Is there kares for ochel no sir? Yes. And everything before that in the list. Is there kares for ochel tamei?
No,
that's, we saw in the Mishnah Priestess, that's not kares. Only tamei she'ochel has kares, not ochel kachim that are tamei. Vashochet. Let's finish in the next series of chayve krisus in the Mishnah, we have ashochid mal bachutz. So Rashi ashochid kachim bachutz. That's one case. Shchuti chutz. Oh, hamale kachim bachutz to put it on the mizbeach. What's the ashara for each of these? Asharas maile is mefurish. Hishamelcha pen tale ololsecha. Hishamer is always alav. So that means be careful not to do halaa bachutz. What about the ashara for shchuti chutz? Asharas shochet. Rashi says the Gemara in Zvachim has a few possibilities. One possibility, Yalfina Bizvachim Perka Shochet Vahamaila, Rashi quotes Sachim Kuvav, Ika di Yalif, Melo Yizbichu Od. This is a pasuk in the parsha of Shchutei Chutz. We read it, it's in parsha Zachrimos, it says, Lo Yizbichu Od as Zivchehem, Lasiirim. So it becomes a law, they shall not shecht Bachutz. One possibility, the ika diyalef la migzeva shava, the hava shochet mimale. The Torah uses a similar lesson of Yavi when it comes to malabachutz. Rashi kuvava mebeis and zvachim quotes it for us by shchita. It says he didn't bring it lo havio, and by halah it says lo yivi enu. So the lesson hava is the shoresh of both words. The gzeva shava brings us a lav for shchutei chutz, in the same way that we have an explicit lav for halah bachutz. Ochel b'yom ha-kippurim gets malchus, one of the chayvei krisus. What's the lav? Not so simple. B'yalef asharasi b'perek basa d'yuma, a long sugya in the last parak of Yuma, figuring out where we know gzeres shava seuna, how we know that it's considered to be a lav, maybe from malacha, how do we know iser achila b'yom ha-kippurim has a lav? Hamafate mesa shemen. What does that mean? Ha'osa shemen, the dugmas shemen hamishcha. So you make the shemen according to the compound, the ingredients that the Torah gave us for shemen hamishcha. What's the lav? The asharase b'maskunta losasu kamohu. The Torah says before us in last week's parsha not to compound according to the ingredients. The chen biktores. That's mefate mesaktores. The Torah gives us the ingredients. Current person cannot make his own ktores. Uv maskunta losasu lachem. V'hasoch b'shemen hamishcha. That's the iser of putting it on somebody. Me'osu she'asamoshe b'midbar d'chsiv abzar adam lo yisach. So that means that a person should not take the shemen hamishcha of Moshe and spread it on a person. So that's, again, a lav. Ochal tevel. What's the lav for eating tevel? Tevel we know is onesh amisa b'dei shamayim. But to get malchus, you need a lav. Rashi gives us the lav. As harase may the lo yichalu es kodshe b'nei Yisrael, pasuk in Emor, asher yorimu, do not desecrate the kodshe b'nei Yisrael, that they will take out, they will lift out. So what is asher yorimu, future tense? Ba'asidin litrom akasa medaber, referring to things that you haven't yet taken out, and you're eating it before you were toreim the maisros, the trumas and maisros. Back in the first Rabbi Sanhedrin, Elan Esrafin. The Rimil O'Neil, interesting, has a different marker. The Rimil O'Neil quotes for Isser Tevel, lo sucha lecho b'sharecha, which means that the Gemara learns out that if a person didn't even take out maiser ani, it's still called Tevel. So the Gemara darshins it from the word b'sharecha. So that becomes a new ashara even before you take off maiser ani. He uses that as the lav for all tevel, which is different than what Rashi says. Again, an interesting marimoko. Let's continue now further in Rashi. Maiser rishon shalonitla trumaso afu tevel. So that's again an example of tevel that the Levi didn't take off trumas maiser. Maiser sheni shalonifte. You ate maiser sheni before redeeming it. Where did you eat it? V'hu ochel chutz Yerushalayim. What's the lav? Uksiv. You can't eat in your own gates and of Yerushalayim the various things mentioned, including Maaser Sheni. Hegdish shelo nifde. What's the lav of Hegdish shelo nifde? So it's not clear, right? Rashi already points out earlier in the very first Rashi that it's lo mefaresh lav d'tu behedya. So Rashi now fills us in. That's why it's mentioned in the Mishnah after all. It's not so clear. What is the lav? So Rashi is mechaving what he thinks is the lav. It's going to come ultimately from Gzeres Shava, from as we'll see, from the Ila. Desanya from Truma. We'll see. He's in b'me'ila. If a person does me'ila b'mezid, that means he's mo behegdish, something which is hegdish, and he gets hana b'mezid. What's the consequence of that? Rabbi omer b'misa. Misa meaning misa b'dei shamayim. V'chacham omer b'azhara. It's only going to have an azhara, not misa. V'aminan, my time of the Rebbe. What's the source for Rebbe that if a person does me'ila b'mezid, he's chai misa b'dei shamayim? Ask your chet chet mitruma. We have the word chet used by me'ila, v'chata b'shkaga. We have the word chet used in the context of truma, v'sisa lav chet. So we have a gzeres shava to learn out halachis from truma to me'ila. So the gzeres shava, chet chet, brings a lot of halachis over from truma to me'ila. So what does Rebbe say? We know that a person who eats, who's a zar, who eats truma, so he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. The pasuk tells us, you must. So we have chet chet mitruma, that he's in the me'ila, is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, shitas Rebbe. The Rabbanan say, no misa b'dei shamayim by me'ila. Why? Mi'et rachmana. The Torah writes with regard to me'ila, umesu bo ki yechaliruhu. So we have a miut. Bo v'lo b'me'ila. I'm sorry. Mesubo is by Truma. I'm sorry. Mesubo is by Truma. Only Truma and has Chimithishim and not Me'ila. Bo v'lobi Me'ila. Mesubo is by Truma. So what do we say, says Rashi? The Miut by Truma, La'afuke Me'ila, is going only on one issue and one issue only. What issue? The Onesh Mitzvah Shemayim. Mimiso de Niate. Ugzera Shava Kidekaima Kaima. But the Xeris Shava remains intact for all other issues. In other words, Rebbe would have used the Xeris Shava Legamre to learn out not just Alav by Me'ila, but also Misa De Shamayim by Me'ila. The Rabbanan say, no, we have a Miut. Umesu Bo, only by Truma is a Misa, not by Me'ila, says Rashi. But as far as the Lav is concerned, the Chachamim will agree to use the Xeris Shava. That's what Rashi says, Kedekai Makaima. The Alfinan Ashara de Me'ila, the Ashara de Truma, and Ashara de Truma we know, the Chshibba v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh, a non-Kohen cannot eat Truma. Says Rashi, you should know, v'rov hilchos me'ila, hi l'meida mi Truma b'toes kohanim b'gzer shavazil. This gzer shava allows a lot of halachas to be learnt out from Truma to Me'ila. So Rashi feels, what is the makar lav for me'ila, for hegdish shelo nifte, ochel hegdish shelo nifte, it's chet chet mitruma, it's only misbe shemayim that hachacham amimayet, not to apply with the gzeres shava. But ochel nemala gasinan, at the end of the Mishnah, we have Rav Shimon and the Chachamim discussing how much you have to eat to be chayv malkis, and the question was asked by Rav Shimon to the Chachamim, would you not agree, but ochel nemala? There were those who were goris nevela, so Rashi says, no, the giris is nemala, so chayev mishum sheretz ha-shoretz al ha-oretz. Okay, it's a lot that we had to go through with the Rashis. The Ezra's Hashem, tomorrow we have to work on the Tosasin, and the Mirf Hashem will get to the Gemara. Any questions, Rabosai? Any questions? Yes. Michael, I see you, yeah.
Yeah. back on the Shnei Shemot, what in the case of Chalutza and Almana, would that be Shnei Shemot also?
Chalutza and Almana together?
Yeah.
Almana, well, could you have such a thing? You know, every Chalutza is an Almana by definition, right?
Yeah.
Every Chalutza is an Almana. So what are you saying? A Kohen Gadol marries a woman who's an Almana and a Chalutza. So, okay, so Maisa, and we know it's anyway going to be one Malkus anyway from Grusha v'Chalutza. So,
yeah. No, but I'm asking because we say Almana and Grusha would be Shnei Shemot.
Right.
And Grusha.
Almana, Grusha, Shnei Shemot. Chalutza is never going to be a separate Malkus. The same way Grusha and Chalutza, it's only a Riboy. You're saying it's only a Riboy with Grusha. You're saying it's not considered a vis-a-vis Almana, it should be considered a separate laugh. If you hold Chalutza's Doraisa, you're wondering, maybe you should be a separate Malkus for Chalutza on top of Almana. That's your question.
Yeah.
I hear you. Okay, interesting question. Think about it. Assuming it's a Doraisa and you don't have the svar that we said before, we give some thought. Okay, if people need to go, we can leave open for those who have questions after shir, but we can officially end the shir. or we can have one more question before we end this. Noach, okay, you're on.
Hello, Rav. Would we say at all by Grusha v'Chalutza that it's the same problem that we would have had by if we had switched Rashi by Almana v'Grusha, that Almana wouldn't have been able to by the din of Ein Isser Chal Isser, they wouldn't be able to overcome the and like be added on as another Isser. That could we say that it's the same? Is it that also by Grusha v'Chalutza, Chalutza also would not be able to overcome
it? I was thinking the question is how would you have the case of Grusha v'Chalutza in general because you have Isser Chal Isser. So you have to think about if there's Isser Kolel Isser Moshe by Chalutza. It could be there is. It could be. You have to think about exactly why that is. It could be. There's another Israel Yivne. There is an issue of a Kolel Moshe over there. So you don't have the problem, Mr. Chalutza. I have to think exactly why, but I think it would be like a no problem with Mr. Chalutza. Because when you do Chalutza, then the brother can't take her afterwards. So it's like a new Isser for him, even if he's not a Kohen, in other words. So there's an Isser Lo Yivne and so on. So I could be that doesn't have the problem that we had with Amano Grusha. So Yitaka would have an Isser that's Chal Isser. Yeah.
Thank you, Rav.
Okay. Okay, Rabosa, those who want to log off can do so. And if anyone has questions after she